Stephanie Chang, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, the news this week in part is that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was in this conversation with a couple of Hillsdale County Republicans. And the language that he used to defend his record in working with Governor Whitmer was, quoting here, "We spanked her hard on the budget, spanked her hard on appointments. We did everything we could constitutionally do." I have to say, I think that's the first time I've run across a reference to spanking in public discourse in 25 years of journalism. How did the phrase he chose land with you?
Well, it was disturbing, disappointing. I will say it's getting to a point now where, as shocking as everything is, in some ways, it's kind of like nothing really surprises us anymore, which is really sad to say. But it's a repeated pattern, I think, that we're seeing of just complete disrespect towards women. And I've always tried to find ways to work with people and to try to understand where people are coming from. I'm an eternal optimist, but Lansing is a pretty weird place right now. And I think that, comments that are just so blatantly disrespectful and sexist, it's really disappointing. And it's something where, you know, we really should demand that all of our elected officials act appropriately. So it's extremely concerning.
I want to hear more about your experiences working in Lansing, but something you just said really struck me. You said Lansing is a pretty weird place right now. Tell us more about what that's like. Is there something in the moment that you think has stripped people's normal barriers about the way they talk to each other?
Well, I think that, you know, so I've been in the legislature now for over 6 years. There's always been partisanship, right? Like, that is not new. I've served in the minority as a Democrat all 6 years. I'm used to losing on a lot of issues and winning where I can on bipartisan things where, you know, with a lot of hard work, you can get done. But what I think I haven't been used to is leadership that is not only will say things that are just so wrong and offensive, but then, you know, doubles down and not actually show any true regret or learning or understanding about the implications or the impact of what is said.
What do you think that's about?
I wish I knew. I've always known, you know, especially through my time here in the legislature, I get that people come from different districts. I get that people come from different worldviews and, you know, have different people that we represent who have completely different ideals and completely different realities. I get that. And I think that this COVID pandemic has certainly shown that. But what I think, you know, just as human beings, as adults, is some, you know, just the expectation that when you say something that harms someone, to try to understand that harm and to try to learn about it and then to apologize in a way that is real, that shows that you know what specifically was wrong and, you know, learning from it. So I think all of this past year, past few months, past, you know, it's been interesting because, you know, I have two daughters. One is 20 months, one is 5 and a half. And we teach our kids to try to act in a respectful way, to apologize when you've done something wrong, what an apology looks like, learning from your mistakes. And it just seems really disappointing and disheartening that, you know, leaders in our state aren't doing the things that we teach our children.
I think there's an assumption that politics is, in essence, a hardball game, and that, you know, any bruises that happen are sort of par for the course. But it did feel like there was a conversation going on maybe over the past 2 years in Lansing about the culture, and especially about how women were treated. We've seen, a senior member of the majority party censured and stripped of a committee assignment because of sexual harassment. We've seen repeated conversations about how the opposition party and the language that's used to talk to and about a sitting governor. Did those conversations just not happen?
Well, I mean, I think publicly there's a big public discussion about all of this. There have been some interpersonal, one-on-one conversations, I'm sure, and I've been in at least one of those. But I don't know whether it was about gender or race or other things. I know that there has been some learning on the part of some colleagues who have shown that they're listening, and I appreciate that. I do. I don't think that is everyone. And unfortunately, I don't think it has extended to our highest leaders. So I'm always hopeful that people can learn. I wouldn't have run for office if I wasn't an eternal optimist. I think a lot of us are just feeling really disheartened right now. But, you know, we're here because we want to do good work. We want to try to, improve the lives of Michiganders. We want to work in a bipartisan way. It's just getting harder and harder to do that when real issues aren't being taken seriously when it comes to race and to gender. I did co-lead a really great internal work group around harassment, and we came up with some really good recommendations. But I think that is one piece of the much larger puzzle, which is how do we really, really grapple with issues of race and gender in our workplace and thereby the rest of the state, because we're elected representatives who are supposed to be, setting a good example. And unfortunately, I don't think that we are right now.
Well, what do you see as the solve for some of this? I mean, a lot of representatives are coming from places where, that kind of talk really doesn't even really get much notice. What kinds of things did the work group come up with to make Lansing a place where everybody can work together?
Well, that was a work group specifically looking at sexual and discriminatory harassment, and it was an internal work group. So I don't feel comfortable sharing that here, but I mean, I think I will say that it was a lot of good work. It was a lot of thoughtful work. It was bipartisan, and there were a lot of good people involved in that. But that, again, is just one piece of the puzzle. I think there's much larger conversations outside of harassment that we need to talk about when it comes to actual just workplace culture. And then also more broadly, issues of race and gender in our state, in our country, because I think that, like you mentioned, and like I mentioned earlier, I think people do come from different parts of the state where there are just completely different realities and different ways of interacting, I suppose. But at the basic level, we have to treat each other with decency. We have to respect each other. We have to understand that, words matter. What you say matters, especially as an elected official. And so, we have to really hold ourselves to a higher standard. And also we have to hold each other accountable when we see something or hear something that is wrong or, is a problem, then we have to speak up. And so I know that at least my Democratic colleagues and I will continue to do that.
One last question. Mike Shirky issued a written statement, quoting here, saying that he'd said some things in a conversation that aren't fitting for the role he's privileged to serve. And he said, "I own that." He said, "I have many flaws, being passionate coupled with an occasional lapse in restraint of tongue, or at least two of them. I regret the words I chose and apologize for my insensitive comments." What's your reaction?
Well, when I first saw that, you know, I appreciated the fact that his office put that out. His office has some good people that, you know, I think are genuinely trying to do a good job for the state of Michigan. It's clear from the hot mic comments from yesterday that there isn't actual regret, except for maybe some word choices. But the apology was not very specific. And in my floor speech yesterday and earlier today in my conversation with you, I mentioned that apologies do need to mention specifically what was wrong and like which parts of what he said did he think, you know, were wrong and what is he sorry for? I honestly don't know. And it's not clear from the statement and also from the hot mic comments. I think that we're all sort of doubting whether or not there is actual remorse there. So, you know, I hope that there can be some real learning here. I don't feel like that has happened so far. But, you know, I just am an optimist. I hope that we'll get to a place where, you know, we can really do some reflection and grow from this. I think it's going to take a lot of work, but I hope that we can do that.
The hot mic comments referring to what Majority Leader Shirky said to Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist yesterday, basically yes. Saying he wasn't really walking back anything.
That's correct.
Stephanie Chang, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.